Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set
them
by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Ebola hits New York. Obama's too little too late actions are putting Americans at risk. He's probably out playing golf right now. Maybe he can be called off the golf course to say something about the doctor in New York who has come up with Ebola in spite of all the precautions that are in place to ensure this does not become an outbreak in America. And that dear doctor came into contact with hundreds of people while infected, unknown to himself, riding in subways. I mean, his own family. I mean, folks, this is a mess. But the president's alleged focus is not on protecting Americans. It's on advancing his agenda to remake America in his own ideological image. So, Ebola. Well, Jesus said there shall be pestilences, that is, plagues. The rumor is that this one was manufactured and the CDC owns the patent. We'll talk about that today. Canada loses its innocence. Before I go into this, Harper has a pretty clear head on his shoulders. For example, the right of Israel to defend herself and the importance that Canada understand its role in the war against ISIS and so on. Is right on. Additionally, I have a great number of friends in Canada, Manitoba, Prince Albert, Vancouver, and they are as Christian conservative as any you'll find here. But like America, there are a lot of soft-headed lefties in Canada that are in an uproar now over Harper and want Canada to fall in line behind Obama. So when I read that headliner, Canada loses its innocence, I wondered if its innocence that was lost or something else. Did the ostrich with its head in the sand and its body exposed, supposing it was immune to terrorism? Because, as we all know, if you can't see it, then you can't be seen, right? So, has the ostrich been hit hard enough in Ottawa to force Liberal Canada to lift its head from the sand and see what the rest of us have been seeing for some time? Now, the radical Islamist fascists are a threat to every free society in the world. This is a world war, and every nation will at some point be pressed to take sides or be destroyed in the crossfire. The liberals in Canada blame Bush for ISIS and for Ebola, by the way, just like they do here. It's world war, folks, like Jesus said. There shall be wars and rumors of wars. Let's talk about that today. Jesus said these things shall be the beginning of sorrows. Well, the GOP is certainly sorry. Finally, keeping an eye on the upcoming elections, I've got some questions. First, with Obama's approval ratings in the proverbial swirling toilet, where it has belonged from the beginning, by the way, and his own admission that the upcoming election is a referendum on his presidency, how is it possible that the GOP is not poised to massively clean up this November? You'll appreciate my analysis and hopefully benefit from the insights I'll bring out on that question, but first, it's Lights On banquet time, my friends, and once a year, we set aside the third Friday of November to get together with our brain massage friends. The brain masseur desires the pleasure of your company at our third annual Lights On banquet. Mark your calendar for November 14. We will host the event at the Lighthouse. The number to call is 888-770-8000. Leave your name and contact number on the hotline, and one of my friendly staff will contact you to arrange for your reservations. Now, you can pay by credit card or debit card and so on over the phone if you like. Right now, the seats are $10 each. After November 5th, the price will go up. We are filling seats fast, so you need to call earlier this year than you have in the past. This event is an awesome evening where I get to hobnob with brain massage supporters all over our area, and I love it. My dear wife, Becky, will be joining us, and we both look forward to enjoying a succulent tri-tip meal served up by Habit Wired owner Lou Silva with legendary Lighthouse Hospitality. This year's God and Gunslinger Home Defense Kit will include a beautiful leather-bound Bible, as it always does, provided by the Lighthouse. And this year, Pat and Patricia Nickel of Pat's Automotive is providing an awesome loaded Springfield 45 with night sights and beautiful beaver wood grain grips with 5-inch steel barrel and upgraded trigger and safety, 2 7-round mags and a carrying case. Thank you, Pat's Automotive. This year, we are able to sweeten the door prize with a diamond membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, where you can receive top drawer training in the use of your firearm. with an emphasis on the importance of safety. Now, this membership gives you access to all the training programs offered by FrontSight. I understand it's a $500 plus value. You get first-class treatment by a first-class firearms training facility. And this is provided by Phil Tate of Tate's Avocado. The God and Gunclinger's Home Defense Kit this year includes three great prizes: a leather-bound Bible, a 1911 Springfield 45, and a FrontSight Diamond membership, with a succulent tri-tip dinner and, moi, a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. Call 1-888-770-8000. The number again is 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seats. The seats are $10 through midnight, November 5. After that, the price will go up. Speaking of our new friend, Phil Tate, his wife desires me to quit bashing Obama. Note, my friend, you must hear somehow. My tongue ensconced firmly in my cheek. She wants me to start acknowledging his unique accomplishments, so she sent this to me from Colonel Robert F. Cunningham and Patrick Richard. It's a list of Obama firsts. The president alleged is the first president to be photographed smoking a joint. The first to apply for college aid as a foreign student, then deny he is a foreigner. He's the first to have a social security number from a state where he never lived. He's the first to preside over the shameful downgrading of America's credit rating. The first to be held in contempt of court for illegally obstructing oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The first to spend $1 trillion on shovel-ready jobs and then admit no shovel-ready jobs were produced. First to violate constitutional protection of creditors, abrogating bankruptcy laws to favor his union buds. Is the first to use executive orders with a stated purpose to bypass Congress under the abuse of power. First to order a secret amnesty program that stopped deportation of illegal immigrants across the U.S. border, including those with criminal records. Let me talk about that a moment. In fact, recently the administration, meaning Obama, ordered the release of 617 criminals as part of an alleged cost-cutting exercise. And we were assured they were all low-risk offenders charged with misdemeanors or, quote, other criminals whose prior conviction did not pose a violent threat to public safety, end quote, USA Today reported. However, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency admitted that, quote, numerous dangerous criminals had been released but denied direct responsibility, end quote. Now, what does that mean? It means that somebody above their pay grade gave these guys a list of names and said, let them go. And whoever compiled that list knew who they were releasing. One of those released was charged with aggravated kidnapping and sexual assault of a child. Two Massachusetts detainees had been charged with aggravated assault using a weapon, and another illegal immigrant from Colorado was being held on a sexual assault charge. Okay, back to Obama's first. He was the first to illegally require a company to designate $20 billion into a kitty that, it just so happens, was controlled by one of his hacks. And that was done as punishment to that company. But first to use the power of his office to force a business executive to resign out of his job. First to declare America is no longer a Christian nation. Remember that one? First to declare an existing law unconstitutional and refuse to enforce it. The first president to sue states to stop them from enforcing immigration laws. Laws that are in perfect agreement with federal laws. And why? Well, because he didn't intend to enforce the federal laws and was going to stop any states from doing so. First to use his powers as president to attack and in an effort to bankrupt an industry in America. First to fire an inspector general for doing his job and catching one of Obama's friends in a corruption case. First to surround himself with radical left-wing anarchists, communists, people whose heroes are the likes of Mao Zedong and Stalin. First to hide his birth records, his medical records, and his educational and travel records. First to apologize to our enemies and insult our friends. First to go on over 17 lavish, I mean way over to the top vacations and at the taxpayers' expense, by the way, and turn the White House into a party house. First to golf more than 150 times in his 5 years of office and counting. First to keep a dog trainer on retainer for $102,000 a year, taxpayer funded, all of it. First to fly in a personal trainer from Chicago about once a week at taxpayer expense. What is this nonsense? First to have taxpayer-funded personal servants hired for his transgender wife. Did you hear that one? Wow. But it is curious that Michelle has some male anatomical features. You know, for example, her ring finger is longer than her index finger, and you've certainly noticed her less than feminine figure, especially that manly shoulder rack, man. And however, in fact, while it is rare, some women do have the longer ring finger thing. So, anyway, back to firsts. First to praise the Quran and the Islamic call to worship. First to tell American soldiers they should pay for their own private insurance because they, quote, volunteered to go to war and knew the consequences, end quote. And then he accused our soldiers of being unpatriotic because they resisted this suggestion. Excerpted from Quit Bashing Obama by Colonel Robert Cunningham and Patrick Reshore, published in the Gilmer Mirror in Texas. And we did not even go into his release of terrorists from Gitmo in exchange for an American Islamic turncoat traitor for his inaction in the matter of Benghazi, resulting in the murder of our ambassador and two other Americans, and then lying to the American people about it, saying it was over a movie when he knew full well that it was a terrorist attack. So in spite of all his time on the golf course, vacations, and partying, he's actually managed to accomplish quite a lot, after all. I mean, if you consider trampling the Constitution, spitting in the face of Americans, and exposing our countrymen to increased threats of terrorism, wars, and rumors of wars, and diseases, pestilences, to be accomplishments. Ha! Hold on to the break, folks. I'll be right back.
Folks, I can see right now that my second segment is going to run a little long, so we're going to roll on through the break.
Stand
and
by.
Continue.
The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, my dear friends. Welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Folks, I want to remind you about our upcoming Lights On Banquet. Now, we only do this once a year, and it helps fund our radio outreach. I'm thrilled that this year we'll have guests coming in from all the way up in American Canyon. That's about 5 hours north of us. Of course, these folks listen to our website or receive our podcast of the radio show. And this year, you'll join Becky and me for Lou Silva's famous to a succulent tri-tip dinner and be entered for a chance to win this year's God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit, a leather-bound Bible from the Lighthouse, a loaded Springfield 45 pistol courtesy of Pat's Automotive, and a diamond membership in Front Sight, a famous and a highly rated and regarded weapons training institution, provided courtesy of Phil Tate of Tate's Avocados. Then, of course, there's moi with a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. Seats are only $10 each through November 5th. After November 5th, prices will go up. So reserve your seat today. Call 1-888-770-8000 and say I want 5 or 10 or 1 or 2 seats for the banquet. And one of my courteous staff members will contact you and arrange payment and secure your reservation. We call back in the order the calls are received, and we can't process your credit card or debit card over the phone. Call 1-888-770-8000 and reserve your seats today. By the way, the Lights On Banquet is all about supporting the Brain Massage Radio Show, and we have exciting plans for expanding the outreach of this informative and provocative show. Let me give you a quick update on what's going on. We have an extensive podcast audience. Now, we don't track the traffic of our church website. We should. I think I'll get that done. But we know that hundreds download the show from the radio page of our website at baptistlighthouse.org. However, we do track plays and feed hits on our podcast website, hosted by Matt Moore Gray, by the way, a special friend of the Brain Masseur and the Brain Massage Show. He set up the podcast site 5 years ago, and recently we crossed the 100,000 feed hits threshold. Now, these are people who get our show through iTunes or other feed outlets and not by going directly to the site and downloading it there. Now, because we don't charge for the show, we have no way of knowing how many of the 100,000 are active listeners. But according to the site, Feed Hits is a way to measure subscriptions. We've had over 103,000 people access our show from feeds, which gives us a potential subscriber base over 100,000 and a probable base of many tens of thousands at least. These are all over the world and all over the country. Our audience is growing. Last week's show, for example, where I touched on Houston's problem with Parker and addressed Obama's Ebola debacle, that one hit a new week high, or record, of over 907 plays from our podcast site alone, and that is from last Saturday when it was posted. And that's not counting hits on our church website or the feed hits on that show from our podcast site. And by the way, the number of feed hits is off the charts this month, with well over 6,000 and climbing. We average about 4,000 per month, which is pretty healthy. So this is a pretty dramatic increase. Attention, attention, all brain massage aficionados. The Brain Masseur usually preaches a sermon on the topic addressed in his radio show on Sunday nights at the Lighthouse. It includes additional information not used in the radio show, and because of time restraints and so on, and offers a more thorough biblical examination of the topics. It's called the Issachar's Report, and it's intended to keep God's soldiers apprised of what's going on in our battle with the principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places as we soldier on. My friends, I hope you appreciate the stand Lighthouse has taken. And I encourage any and all God-fearing patriots to join us in this effort to call America out of her slumber, to awake to righteousness, and to engage the enemies of our liberties with the sword of the Spirit, which is the scripture of truth. Virtually every Sunday night, I preach a message applying the Word of God directly to the issues of the day in an effort to equip God's soldiers for the warfare we are all called to fight. You know that good fight of faith? Well, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, eh? We are going to begin posting my sermons Sunday a.m., Wednesday p.m., and Sunday p.m. on our website very soon. And by the way, listeners on my radio show might suppose that every service at the White House is like the show. Actually, on Sunday a.m., I'm going through a series from the Word of God on a call to the old paths. On Wednesday night, I'm doing a verse-by-verse series on the Sermon on the Mount. We're in chapter 6 right now. Verse-by-verse through one of the Lord's most famous sermons. Sunday, for Bible study, we're offering a course called Know Your Bible. It's an introduction to every book in the Bible in preparation or anticipation of a study of every book in the Bible. And you can get a notebook from my published study notes if you like and so on. And you can also participate in taking the quizzes and tests that are distributed after every lesson to earn your certificate at the end of the study. That's serious Bible study. So Lighthouse Baptist Church has a complete and balanced scripture feeding diet for God's people. Not sure how I got over into all that, but you probably needed to know that Lighthouse is not unbalanced. You know what? It's these churches that ignore what's actually going on in the world of darkness, allowing the enemy to gain more and more territory in our country and in the hearts of our own people. They're the ones that are out of balance with regard to their commission to preach the whole counsel of God. Folks, this nation needs God's counsel right now. Anyway, something else that is new. We're providing indexed CDs of the Brain Massage Show and the Issachar Report messages, by the way, that are preached Sunday p.m. from the Lighthouse on the topic addressed in that week's radio show. And by indexed, here's what I mean. You will be able to skip directly to a portion of the show or the Issachar Report that you want to listen to or to show to a friend. You can skip the commercials. You can skip the intros and all that stuff, all right? This makes them much more useful as a tool when you're using them to speak to your friends or relatives on a certain point addressed in the brain massages that you particularly like. Now, these require significantly more time and effort to produce, and we hope there is sufficient value added to encourage you to donate a minimum of $5 for each CD plus shipping. And upon purchase of the CD, you can reproduce them and give them away free if you want. But you can't sell them unless you sell them only to recover your own cost, and then you send the rest to us. Okay? Now, you'll be able to order them online real soon. At present, you'll need to call our toll-free hotline at 1-888-770-8000 and let us know you want 1, 2, or 20, however many you want. At present, I have 3 hot messages available to you on indexed CDs. The message preached last Sunday night titled, Houston, We Have a Problem. You're going to want that one. It's awesome. There's no question about it. It is certainly the most hard-hitting biblical message on the homosexual agenda you've probably ever heard. Another message available to you right now is one that I sell a whole lot of when I'm traveling. People eat this thing up. It's titled The Bible and the Second Amendment. In this message, I lay out the case for Christians being armed like Jesus instructed us to be. Again, there's no mincing of words here, straight biblical teaching on this important subject. The third is another very popular message in high demand. It's titled Modern Nimrods and the Globalists' Agenda. In this message, you learn what the Bible says about the one world government and its origins in Nimrod, with roots in the rebellion of Satan against God. It's powerful and insightful, and each CD will be sent for a minimum donation of $5 each, plus whatever shipping it might cost. Every Christian should listen to these 3 messages, and you will be able to download them free from our church website in a few weeks. But to get the indexed CD, you'll need to send us a minimum gift of $5. And of course, we hope you will be able to throw in some more to help us with our mission to get our message to the nation. These are powerful Bible messages that every Christian should listen to and see that all their friends, family, and acquaintances listen to as well. All right, I have to address this warning Jesus gave us about pestilences and its relationship to end time prophecy and the rumor that the Ebola virus is humanly manufactured, patented by the CDC for profit, along with the allegations that Bill Gates and George Soros are conspiring together to use the virus to plague Americans and profit by owning the antidote. Yeah, my friends, it gets really weird out there, but I'll cover all of that Sunday night in my Issachar report. Won't have time for it in today's show. I'll also discuss the Ottawa Awakening, the relationship between this latest development in the world at war with jihadi Muslims and Jesus' prophecy of wars or rumors of wars. We'll touch on the recent spate of Muslim-related attacks, such as that crazy Muslim who attacked 4 police officers with an axe in New York. But to conclude this show, let's take a quick look at the third topic I slated for today's brain massage. What's wrong with this picture? Obama's approval rating is swirling in the toilet as his presidency comes to its conclusion, and yet the GOP is having difficulty gaining sufficient traction to wipe the floor this coming election? Folks, this should be a... This should be a wipeout. But I keep getting letters with dire warnings about key elections being neck and neck. Here's the Rand Pack saying, we're in, quote, deep trouble, end quote. He's telling me, quote, we can't afford to be outspent by the liberals, end quote. Mr. Paul, what we can't afford is to have one of our conservative point men throw pro-life and pro-marriage conservatives under the bus only weeks out from an important election. I mean, in the past, you guys have been able to count on the Christian conscience conservatives to cave in at the end to the pragmatist seduction of, you know, we have no other choice. Well, it's like I said a while back, that's beginning to get old. And it's becoming to be very clear to us that we don't have another choice except to pull out and start our own party. I'm so tired of this. I'm so weary of being told that my core values and concerns are to be sacrificed for the good of the party. It does not matter if the party wins, if the party is itself corrupt with compromise on core value issues, such as abortion and the homosexual agenda. I remind you of last week's show, corruption in the spiritual brings destruction in the physical. Something like 66% of the nation believes America is headed to hell in a handbasket. It's an Rasmussen poll here recently. Finally, a poll that shows the general American public is in agreement with God about something. Because God said, quote, the wicked shall be turned into hell and every nation that forgets God, Psalm 9:17. GOP, you cannot separate the spiritual from the secular without leaving the secular with a vacuum that will draw in every devil of hell and leave you even more indistinguishable from the Democrats than you already are. The idea that the secular is a realm or a sphere separate from the spiritual is a lie that smells of the sulfur from where it was formed. The spiritual is part of the physical creation as God designed it. You can't separate them. The only thing you're going to separate is God from the lives of the people he created. Satan, a spiritual being, rushes in to fill every void bereft of God. It made demoncracy, if you will, ruled by devils, out of our democracy. Every democracy that turns its back on the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will become a demoncracy, if you will. Republicans, you can't make a deal with the devil and win. You can't separate the spiritual-based values from the physical, say, you know, fiscal concerns of our country. Doing so is to deny God, who connected those things together in creation and by his laws. Have you never read the scriptures, Jeremiah 5:25? Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you, end quote. According to Pew Research, the partisans, those who are deeply and personally committed to their political ideology in this country, are divided into three groups, regardless of party affiliation. And these are business conservatives, steadfast conservatives, and solid liberals. Now, this is going to surprise you. The business and steadfast conservatives represent about 38%, while the solid, across-the-board committed liberals represent only 22%. The problem is, however, the business conservative and steadfast conservatives are divided. The business conservative is what we often call the fiscal conservative. They favor Wall Street, corporate welfare, bailouts, that sort of thing. And they are pro-amnesty for illegals. And that while they're soft on abortion and the homosexual agenda. This group makes up 18% of likely voters, and they believe the spiritual and secular are to be kept separated. And as one would expect, the business conservatives are composed of 97% Republicans, with only a very small representation of old-school Democrats. Then there are the steadfast conservatives. Now, these are identified as socially conservative and populist, which is to say they champion the interests of the ordinary people, the grassroots of America, the common-sense Americans. They are middle class, essentially. They are pro-life, pro-family, which in this conversation means they are against the gay agenda, but also for a balanced budget against corporate welfare and amnesty for illegals. They represent about 20% of the voting population. About 94% of all steadfast cons are Republican. Then there are the solid liberals. They are liberal across the board, and that means they're for large and growing government intrusion into every aspect of American life, as the answer to all social and fiscal problems. They believe the spiritual and secular are to be kept separated, and they account for 22% of the likely voting public, and 93% of them are Democrats. After that, you have a category of the less partisan segment of society, people who are less committed to any political ideology, and a slight majority of these inclined to the left. And so about 60% of this group is Democratic. Altogether, this group makes up about 40% of likely voters. Now, overall, as it stands today, the right stands at about 47% of likely voters, and the left at about 43%, with roughly 10% of voters who are financially stressed and negative about government generally. These are more narrowly focused on their own personal financial situation. This group includes many of the 49 million welfare recipients and the 92 million Americans who are out of work today. And here's the bottom line. The nation is almost evenly divided between the left and the right. I mean, when it's all shaken out, it's something like 42% conservative against 41% liberal with about 10% in the middle. And that is narrowing it down to those who are likely to vote. For this reason, whoever runs the most effective Get Out the Vote campaign, together with whoever is the best at collecting fraudulent votes, is likely to be the winner. I was very glad to hear Rush is beginning to take voter fraud seriously. About 4 years ago, I'm sure he always cared about it, but he didn't think it was a factor. About 4 years ago, I began to sound the alarm that while voter fraud has always been with us, it is virtually diluted by the overall voting population, at least in general elections. For local elections, as in Chicago, well, that's different. But on the national level, voter fraud had very little real impact on the outcome of elections. Now, however, the national electorate is so evenly divided and so polarized, voter fraud is a factor, and I believe it has decided some general state and even some national elections. Now, we all know that the vast majority of voter fraud occurs on the left, with recent news popping up already about voting machines returning a Democrat vote for a Republican vote, right? And it's always in that direction, if you notice. Another factor is that the MSM has become a player in the politics of this country, unlike before, when it was an observer and reported on elections. Now, the MSM is an active participant in the outcome of elections. So with voter fraud and very successful Get Out the Vote drives and the MSM all playing on the left, you can see the conservatives today are really up against it. Now add to all of that the fact that conservatives are divided and fighting among themselves, and put all this together and you can see why in an environment like this one, where conservatives should almost literally be expecting to waltz into power this November, they have to wring their hands and sweat it out all the way through. Well, I'm through. I will and have been picking certain conservatives to support, and I'm sending whatever support I can to those individual candidates. But every one of these guys who are asking me for money to support the party, forget it. It's not happening, not a dime. You've lost my support. Rand Paul was yet another example of what I've been saying about the party politics of the right for years now, and I'm done. Boehner wrote to us saying, quote, "It's game time," end quote. Now, listen to this. This is an illustration of my point. Mr. Boehner, you, sir, are very late to the playing field if you think it's only just now game time. It was game time when you waffled on immigration, when you caved to Obama tax increases and turned your back on spending reductions, when you balked at impeachment against the most criminal administration in the history of this nation, when you, and I can go on, I mean, good night, man. It's game time? You've got to be kidding me. We are already in the fourth quarter with the score too close to call. Okay. I've got to close, folks. I truly hope conservatives win this November. They should. In fact, it should be a blowout. And if the GOP had not taken the Christian conscience conservatives in their party for granted for so long and dissed them and treated them like the unwanted stepchild, that's exactly what they would have. I mean, good night. The energy in the GOP would be so strong right now, it would sweep this country into a Reagan revolution-like force. But the GOP can't decide who they are. Trying to be all things to all people and selling out the soul of their party to the devil, I must close. This came in while I was in show prep, and I did not have time to run it down until just a few minutes ago. The student who went into the cafeteria of his school in Marysville, Washington State, and shot his friends, killing one, putting, I think, two others in the hospital in critical condition, and then killing himself, is indeed a tragedy. So horrible. It's difficult to process it. And I have friends in Washington. But listen, folks. What is driving our kids to this murder-suicide thing? What is this about? And it's increasing in frequency. I tell you, the spiritual void we have created in the hearts of our kids with this asinine notion that we're going to separate the spiritual from the secular has opened the door of all manner of evil to invade the hearts of our kids. We need to turn back to God. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you call and let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying, lights off if you disagree. And the number again is 1-888-770-8000. Leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Include in that message a desire for one or more of the three messages I mentioned on CD or this show on indexed CD. Each CD will be sent to you for a minimum $5 donation to help with broadcast costs. You also need to call and reserve your seat for the Lights On Banquet. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and I look forward to seeing you there. If you prefer to email me, you can go to our website at thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. On the right, you'll see a place there where you can indicate your lights on or lights off and your email and your name and so on. And then send me as long a message as you like. I respond to all email messages. If you will, when you call, leave a message for me. I love to hear from my audience feedback on what they think of the show, positive or negative. Either way, God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.